Welcome back. It's Backspin Golf on ESPN Sports Radio 1392.5. You know, as we get ready to take a little sabbatical and wind down for a little while here, I can't even believe that I'm talking to our next guest, really. Somebody that I respect and admire, that does incredible work for the Golf Channel. All of you peeps that listen regularly, I know about your love of the game of golf. And Jerry Foltz is one of the very best at what he does, which is to actually give up. Well, I'll talk to him about this, because if you listen, you know about my pet peeve about on-course commentators and analysts. The great Jerry Foltz joins us. Hi, Jerry.
Well, that I thought I called the wrong number after that introduction. Holy moly, that's very impressive.
You know what?
I
actually reined it in a little bit. I don't want to get too ridiculous here, but we've been really blessed on this show to have some great people, and you're right up there for me. And I just mentioned, you know, what the people that listen, Jerry, to our show regularly know about my feelings about golf analysts and on-course reporters, and I have a problem with most of them, as many people do. But what makes you different is your background as a professional, translating to knowing what to tell us a pro might be thinking in a situation out on the course, and not being so ridiculously over-analytical when we're watching something on TV. Does that make any sense to you?
Yes, it does. And it goes back to, really, I've listened to two little bits of advice in my broadcasting career when I was first getting started. One was from my mom, who said, always be yourself, because the moment you're not, everybody will know.
Mm-hmm.
And that, I think that was solid advice. But
yep.
Ken Venturi took some time out of his day once at Kakwa Country Club up in Erie, Pennsylvania. He was there as the guest in this big, giant pro-am thing, and I just started getting into it, and I said, Mr. Venturi, my name's this, and I'm starting to get interested in working with the Golf Channel, and it was mid to late 90s. I go, any advice you have would be great. And he found me later in the day, remembered me by name, and spent about 2 minutes with me, and he said, essentially, it's a visual medium, less is more. Always, always, above anything else, respect the game, but yet call it as you see it, and remember your number one obligation is to the viewer, not the player. It was really sound advice.
Wow.
And I follow it to this day.
Yeah, that's great advice. And, you know, the thing is, I'm sure you've been with the Golf Channel for a long time, as you said. A very good friend of mine, Keith Hirschland, and I talk about this all the time. I scream at the TV, I'm watching it on TV. You don't have to tell me that. And I never, ever do that with you. I mean, how long have you been doing this now, where you stopped playing? You kind of started while you were playing, but now you're obviously doing it full time. How long has it been for you since this is your career?
I did my very first tournament the very first year of the Golf Channel, and that was courtesy of your good friend and my good friend, Keith Hirschland, who's the man who is responsible for the way I portray myself and the job I do on TV and so many others still at Golf Channel. And I think even though he's not in the business anymore, I think his style of commentary that he preferred amongst the commentators is universal, and he drilled it home in us, and I'm very thankful to have had that relationship and still have that relationship with him.
Yeah, he's a pretty good guy, although this whole move to Colorado Springs is, I'm very annoyed with him. I mean, very annoyed. Anyway, that's a different story. I think something our listeners would be interested in, you were just up at French Lick, one of our partners here on the show. I go up there all the time. It's an amazing place for the senior LPGA championship won by Laura Davies, who is an amazing story in herself. How do you prepare as you're getting ready to do commentary? What's a typical week like for you on tour?
Well, the first thing you need to know is the course. But when you're doing on course, the course is in front of you, so you don't need to prepare that much on it. You ride around, you look at it, you talk to the players about how it's playing. That gives you an idea. You do your homework, and there's a lot of homework involved, even for on course. It's less homework for on course than it is for the people in the booth,
right?
Because we're following three players typically. But you do your homework, you learn about their stats, their weaknesses, their strengths. You talk to them, you talk to their caddy as much as you can without bothering them.
Mm-hmm.
I see a lot of people in my business bothering them. And then you go out, and quite honestly, you call it as you see it. And there's a few little arts to it. Remember that you're screaming at your TV because you're watching it. The on-course person doesn't really know what you're seeing. So there's a little art in kind of painting the picture without exactly knowing what the camera's showing. You have
right.
a good idea, typically, but sometimes you don't. And, you know, it's easy to make some mistakes. I think that might be in the bunker while the camera's zoomed in on the ball 250 yards away.
Right.
Sitting in a tuft of grass, teed up. So you try and stay away from that kind of thing.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I think the goal of anybody's job is to inform and or entertain. We can't make people tune in to watch golf as commentators. We can only make them tune out. So if we can keep them from changing that channel between commercials because you're good at your job and because they're interested, they're having fun, or they're learning, then that's our job. The drama speaks for itself, the drama of the competition, especially as things get late on Sunday. And if you let that breathe a little bit, you do everybody a favor.
See, and that is so Keith Hirschland, what you just said right there, because it's one of our pet peeves is they don't shut up. I don't need to know on a 3-foot putt for 2 minutes how they think it's going to break. I mean, which is what most broadcasts do, and that's the kind of thing that gets you nuts. So there you are at French Lick, and I have played that golf course, the Pete Dye course there. It's spectacular and weird and just an amazing place. It is not an easy drive in a golf cart, let alone walking. Do you work out?
No, I'm like Parody. I prefer to work in. I do enough walking throughout the course of the year that the gym is not necessary. But, yeah, I do some cardio for courses like that. Absolutely. That's not so bad because we are on 2 hours a day. You do something like the Ryder Cup. I did it at Glen Eagles and went 36 holes one day, and you never could see your golf cart. So I walked 42,000 steps that day. That was a little tough.
Holy cow. All right. I have even more respect for you now. Talk to us for a minute about the senior LPGA and how incredible not only Laura Davies is, but the women playing in that tournament. It's just the golf is fantastic.
The golf is fantastic. You know what? It never disappoints. Doesn't matter if it's a senior LPGA or a Ryder Cup, or I did Augusta for a few years on the 15-16 coverage. The golf is what we're all in love with. And,
mm-hmm.
and when you get to document that, regardless of the level, and you get to see people do things coming down the stretch that people at home wish they could do, and you try and relate it, what they're going through to what that viewer might be going through in the same position, it's amazing to me how so many people week after week can dig deep and perform their best when it matters the most in situations that you really can't practice for.
Yeah, it's a great point. We're talking with Jerry Foltz of the Golf Channel. I can't even say this. I was going to say another season has come to a close, but I mean, it has, but we have a new season underway already, which is another story here. Of everything that you covered in this past season, and you do PGA Tour, LPGA, you do web, you do all kinds of things. What was your favorite thing you did this past year?
Oh, wow. I think the Canadian Open, the CP Canadian Women's Open with Brooke Henderson winning in Canada, and the incredible outpouring of support and the reception from people 10 deep from tee to green on the final hole, walking all the way up, singing their national anthem. It was bone chilling. And I mean, I'm human. And when I see people I really like and that I'm friends with do well, I get choked up. So I'm glad I didn't have to talk much that last hole. And even the interview was cut pretty short because I was having a hard time getting out any words. But that and then the International Crown recently in Korea, where you saw very much the same reception for the home country team that was favored to win, and the incredible amount of support in Korea for women's golf. That was pretty special as well.
Yeah, those are two pretty amazing things. The whole experience of watching the tournament from Korea, as you say, is, you know, people wonder why so many Korean golfers are doing so well on the LPGA Tour. All you had to do was watch that tournament, and it's pretty evident.
Yeah, the amount of resources that the country puts into women's golf. They're the biggest stars in the entire country, absent maybe a few K-pop groups.
Yeah.
Sung-hyun Park. Sung-hyun Park is one of the biggest stars in the entire country, and that's movie stars, TV stars, everything. So it's the number one participation sport. It's really refreshing to see the amount of commitment as a country that they put into golf, and especially women's golf.
All right. In the couple minutes we have left, do you have any time off now? Do you get a break? What do you do on vacation? Do you go somewhere and play golf? I mean, what do you do?
No. I guess I call her girlfriend, although I'm a little old to have a girlfriend. Later in life, second couple, her and I bought a house out remotely outside of Orlando on a lake. And the reason we bought this particular house is because coming to it feels like vacation. When we come home, that's our vacation. We hardly ever go do anything. We went to Costa Rica for a week, but rarely do we, because we're never home. We're gone 30 weeks a year.
Right.
And we come home and we relax and we enjoy it. And probably 90% of the day the TV's on, it's on golf. So we can't get away from it.
Well, I've been wanting to talk to you for so long. And again, I'm not kidding around. You're one of the very best at what you do and an even better guy. And thank you so much for taking some time today. And we'll catch up again soon, I hope.
It's my pleasure, Matthew. I've been looking forward to it as well. I know we met online. That sounds a little weird, but through Twitter. And I enjoy your take on Twitter. You're always very, very fair, and that's rare in this world of anonymous typing and posting.
Well, thanks, Jerry.
Yeah.
It's great to talk to you. We'll talk again soon.
All right, take care.
Take care.